I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm sorry, am I living in make-believe world? Is that what's happening right now?
I like make-believe world. Why? What's going on in your world?
It's Anna and Raven. So I've been called a helicopter mom probably more than once, let's be honest.
Sure.
I don't think it's a helicopter mom. I think it's having common sense and
earned,
being a good
given.
Parent. Right? But this was trending in the news today.
A 41-year-old Florida man told police he let a 12-year-old girl drive his SUV and told her to speed because he wanted to be a cool father.
You're cool. You're a cool father. Congratulations, Dad. You're so cool.
This has actually been going on in my neighborhood a bit, too. I told you it started all the kids doing the riding lawnmowers.
Yep, but yeah. It gets crazier about riding lawnmower is one thing.
Okay.
So I'm looking for this clip, right, because I want to be able to play it because I think it's so crazy that there's this guy who wants to be a cool dad, so he's letting 12-year-olds drive their cars.
I mean,
right?
He's not alone.
I went to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I searched 12-year-old driving.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of clips, all of fathers letting their kids drive cars. Here's one.
So we're just down here in Mexico again, because I think it's illegal for these 12-year-olds to be driving.
Yep.
Jeep.
Idaho.
Yep. Pretty illegal in Idaho.
I mean, I hope you're in the desert.
Yep.
In Mexico or wherever it was that you Mexico, Idaho, whatever
She's
it may be.
Flying. And then I searched again, and this popped up.
Mm. Guess what? These kids have never driven a vehicle before in their life, so this is their very first time. You guys pumped about that?
Yes.
Have you ever driven a vehicle
sounds like
before?
Seven.
On the way home from church sometime.
Well, I mean, she only drives on the way home from church. So, what's the big deal?
Yeah, everything's like allowed nine. If you just visited with Jesus.
Right. He's like, this is their first time not coming from church. So, this is a little bit different. What is wrong with these fathers that they think it's okay to let these children drive cars?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let my 11-year-old sit in the front seat.
So, what's the rules then? Like, is it cool if it's in a parking lot or something like that? Because,
no.
You know, parking lot was when I was first handed the keys, I think, by my dad.
How old were you, though?
I was probably 12 or 13. Yeah, I was young, but I had to stay in the parking lot. He didn't let me go out on the road.
But why?
Which is good, because the car had like a 350 and a blower. It was probably a bit of a bad idea.
I was 15 years old and 6 months.
Okay.
The exact time when you get your permit back, you know, when we got our license.
Well, you guys
at 16.
Are fantastic American citizens,
well,
I guess. They follow the law.
We're normal.
The letter.
I just don't understand why you would put your child like, okay, you want to drive? Yeah, go ahead, drive.
Well, what I've seen now in my neighborhood is the constant progression. So I told you, it started with the riding lawnmowers like a couple months ago.
Yep.
And I saw this it became a thing. Like one of them started driving it, and then all of a sudden all the other teenagers in the neighborhood started driving it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then 3 weeks ago, I saw them, they all got scooters all of a sudden, you know, the electric scooters?
Yeah.
So they're flying up and down. It's like a biker gang flying up and down in the street in my neighborhood.
Right.
And now I just saw this week, one of them was driving the family car on the street.
And
there's
like
no
12?
Way. Yeah, she's not 15. There's no way.
So what you're telling me here is the John Deere is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
And you start.
At least in my neighborhood, that's how it began. And now it has progressed.
I mean, you're on a farm.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, that's kind of part of what you got to do.
I don't even know if there's laws on tractors. I mean, if you're not on the road, yeah, on a farm, you can do whatever you want.
But you can call me a helicopter parent all you want. There is no way I hand a 12-year-old keys and I'm like, okay, can you drive mommy to church? There's no world. You want to go down to Mexico?
I mean,
I think it's illegal here.
Yeah,
get out of here. here.
That being said, most people are probably in a state that they're not making good conscious decisions at that point anyways. Right. In Mexico, as a regular driver, following every rule that I can read in English, I'm probably still in danger of getting pulled over and getting a ticket. A 12-year-old, I mean, I don't know if they're better or worse, to tell you the truth.
Speed, because he wanted to be a cool father.
Cool. You're a cool father. Great job.
Good job, Dad. Yep.